All right, so let's take a look at the sugi over here of Olu Bot Smoch and Machmos Hamaka. Minister Hamaka Chayel Raposo. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Right? That when you chayev to heal him, so if you have Tzmochim that you have complications that are from the makkah itself, that therefore require more refuah in the makkah, you have to pay for all of that refuah, right? Okay. Mishnah doesn't mention anything about shevis, right? Mishnah only restricts itself to refuah. Okay. So we started a little yesterday. So it's a difficult sugya, right? What do you have? You have three shitas in the beginning. One shita is the Rabbanan. The first Rabbanan say that you have to give him Dnei Shivta. You have to give him refuah and Shevas. If it's Machmas HaMaka, and it causes the maka to, it causes damage, causes harm to the maka, then you have to give him refuah and shevas. And if it's shalom machmas hamaka, you don't give him anything. It seems like a davar pashut, right? Seems like that's what you would say. You have to know why you would say it, though. That's the hard part. Why would you say that? Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, what? Even if it's machmas hamaka, you're only chayv in refuah, and not shevas. And the chachamim say, the second chachamim say, that what? You don't give him anything. You don't give him anything. Because when you compare the repoy to the shevas, and since apparently they hold like Rabbi Yehuda by the Sheves, they hold that knocks out the Reboy too? Yeah. So the Sheves comes from what? Rashi explains, from the Tzmochim. That's a side effect of the Tzmochim. Okay, and then the Rabbanan Basroi hold is a Hekesh. The Rabbanan Basra hold is Hekesh. Not clear what the Rabbanan Kamoi, are they learning this Hekesh too, or they just hold that Hekesh? So anyway, so the Gemara says, what is the Machlokas? Correct? And Rabba says, I found the Rabbanan of Beirav were sitting, and they were saying this. And they were saying that what are they arguing about? Maka nitna la'agid kemifim. They're arguing whether a maka is given to wrapping. Is a maka given to wrapping? Or is a maka not given to wrapping? Rabbi Yehuda holds a maka is not given to wrapping. I'm sorry, Rabbanan hold. Now what? That the maka is given to wrapping. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the makkah is not given to wrapping. Okay. How does it work out here? So the Rabbanan hold the makkah is given to wrapping, and therefore what? What? Therefore the chovel, the mazik is still chai of everything. Why? Why? So Rashi says, what does it mean? It's nitna la'agid. It's given to wrapping. That he has permission to wrap. Permission to wrap. Granted. Why? Because he's cold. And the tzmochim come about because of the excess heat and steam of the egged. And therefore what? Apparently you chayav, therefore you chayav everything. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, he does not have a right to wrap it. And Rashi says, therefore it's considered, he's just, it's just his own thing, it's his own hanah. So the mazik is not chayav for his own, for the things that happen because of his hanah. So why is he chayav for refuah? Because the Torah repeats the word refuah, rapo yirape. To this, Rabba responded, what? Doesn't make any sense. If the makas is not given to wrapping, then what? Then there can't be a reboy that tells you you have to pay for it. Rather, what is the machlokas? Everybody agrees you can bandage, right? Is that right? Mm-hmm. But not too much. So everybody agrees on the facts. Everybody agrees you can bandage, but not too much. And this guy overdid it. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, since you can't do it too much, so he really should be potter. But the reboy can help for the too much. And what? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Kevin the Lobnit Lagate, Yesera, Reboy, the Tana Bekra, Machayev, Shevis, Lotana Bekra, Lomachayev. Did I skip something? No. And the Rabbanon hold, since we say it by Reboy, we say it by Shevis. Right? Yeah. And the Rabbanon Basroi say the opposite. So basically, everybody really agrees that what? Theoretically, everybody agrees the Sheves, you wouldn't be chayav, correct? Right? Everybody agrees, in this case, there's no, you really shouldn't be chayav in anything. But you really shouldn't be chayav in anything, correct? Am I right? Then there's the reboy of reboy. The only question is, do you say that there's a hekesh? But that's separate. That's a question in how you work out in the limudim. But in terms of the logic, it's what? That the guy's doing something that you would normally say does not entitle him to any more payments from the mazik, right? But since there's a repetition of repoy, he's chayav in repoy. Okay. So it's difficult. It's difficult machlokas. Sorry for the messiness of all the sheetahs here. It's difficult machlokas. Okay, so let's put it so more precisely. What's the difference between Rabba and the Tana and the Rabbana de Bei Rav? Right? They're arguing about what? Does everybody agree? Everybody's looking for one thing. What is everybody looking for? In a theoretical, in an abstract sense, what are they looking for? They're looking for a case that on its face you would say he's not chayav for, but which is susceptible to inclusion. Right? Right? Rabba said that the first case was too good. Can't even have a reboy to include the reboy in the first case. If it's low nitna lagid klal, then a reboy won't help you. There won't be a reboy. It's like saying, it's like saying there's a reboy that I have to pay my neighbor's medical bills. For there's no reason. There's no connection between the two. Right? So you had to find a case where the reboy will be effective, where the reboy will make sense. So it's difficult. They're like arguing on and a natural exclusion from reboy where a reboy would make sense. Am I right? So what do we do over here? How do we approach something like this? So I think really basically we have to approach this the way we should approach everything. I mean, what's the basic approach in general? I think what we should do in general is what is a machlokas, right? What's the machlokas? When we say define a machlokas. So we don't mean to say define what each side says, right? Because unless it's just a very cryptic statement, that's, you pretty much have what they say. Okay, I could recount exactly what each one says. So what are they the question is, what are they arguing about? Now, what does that mean? What do we mean by that? What are they arguing about?
What is the point when you disagree? What is the point of contention?
Okay. But does that mean to say we can't really add any knowledge to what somebody says unless somebody's arguing with them?
They have understanding of some concept of what they're talking about different than the other.
Okay, good. In other words, what they say in particular is an expression of an underlying concept that they have in the area of reboy. Right? In other words, like we were discussing the whole time over here. It was like I was talking with Moshe about. The question we got to think about, what are these payments for? What halachically do these payments represent? And if they have different conceptions, I'm not talking about this case in particular, just saying in general, if you have a different concept of what the payment is, if it's to make the guy whole, if it's to punish the doer, it's going to have different expressions. So to say that they argue in their expression is not really getting down to what each one is really talking about. Each one is really just an outcome of a it's an outcome of a theoretical idea. It's an application of something. We want to know, what are they applying? That's what we really want to know. What are they applying over here? Not what's the result of our greatest clue is the result of these applications. Sometimes the machlokas opens our eyes up to realize that there are different ways to look at it. But we have to try to understand what are these payments representing? What are they doing? How are they satisfying? What are they satisfying? Okay? Now sometimes the only way you can do that, sometimes the best way to do that is to forget about the particular case and just think in general about the payment of reboy. Just think about that's what a chakira. That's what people do, is they have a general chakira. Now, if you have a good chakira, sometimes it opens your mind up to thinking about things in different ways. Hopefully, it might be even be the two sides of the machlokas. But let's just take a regular case. Let's take the regular case. Let's just take the general principle that if there's a makah and olu bot smochim machmas makah, that the mazik is chayev. Why? Why is the mazik chayev? Why is the mazik chayev? Olu bo tzmochem machmas hamakeh chayev. Why? How is it his fault? What do you mean it's his fault? How is he the cause? Machmas hamakeh means what? Yeah. Now what? Okay. And if his mother didn't give birth to him, he wouldn't be here either.
these are related actions, though.
I mean, you do have to recognize in halacha, grama is normally not chayav on a grama. Right? That's what the Tosha says, that the tsar after the event is just a grama. That's what Tosha says in Ksubas. That the ache from the next day is a grama. Okay. Okay. That's one approach. That's one approach. Yeah? Okay. 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 Yeah. Well, let's be technically literal over here, right? The effect of the action, these tzmachim don't have to come about, let's say. They do. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So I would say that what? The wound is caused by the maka, by the hit, right? He hit the guy, he caused the wound. And then the bandages cause the second thing. Right? I mean, technically, isn't that correct? The wound, the hit caused the sore, the open wound. And the bandages caused the tzmachim. Correct? So technically, it's a second, it's secondary. So why should he be chayev? Why should he be chayev? Alright, so we have two general approaches going over here. Let's start with Levy. So what are you saying?
Like if a doctor in the operation has to cut the guy open to fix it, like you don't, like that's part of.
So what is it part of? So why is he chayev?
He's chayev to heal the maka.
So he's saying it's part of refuah. That's what he's saying. When you hurt the guy, you create a wound, and now you have a chiyuv of refuah. Right? Whatever, if these things come about in the course of refuah, it's not an extra wound. You understand? It's part of the original refuah. Huh? Because this is what refuah does. Right?
But are you saying that the growth comes about, or the infection comes about through the refuah? Or
yes.
The
well, that's machmas hamaka. I'm saying, just forget about the complicated cases. Just the pushit thing. Right? Machmas hamaka means, I mean, if you would just think about it. Right?
With egg or without? You're talking about egg or not talking about egg?
Yeah, I'm talking about with egged, whatever it is. I'm saying the general case, machmas hamaka, that's something you do. That machmas hamaka means it's all part of the refuah. It's all part of the refuah. That's one way to think about it. One second. The other way is what? The other way is what? Is what Matt was saying. But can we sharpen it up? That since this came about through something that I had to do in response to the makkah, it still is considered an effect of my makkah. And I have a separate chiyuv refuah on it. In other words, isn't that the two possibilities? I'm just thinking this through here. What do you guys think? Now, there's two ways to look at it, I think. There's two ways to look at it. Machmas hamaka means you're doing everything right and it happens. That's machmas hamaka. That's the literal, that's the normal meaning of machmas hamaka.
It's never part of the refuah.
Yeah, it is part of the refuah. The refuah is to heal this guy, right?
And the bandages are not moving.
If it's not, then it wouldn't be machmas hamaka. No. That's what they're arguing about. That's what they're arguing about. I'm just saying, forget about the Rashi. Forget about everything. Just on your own. How could you include a secondary effect? How do you include a secondary effect of the maka? How do you include a secondary effect of what you did to the guy? Why isn't that a grama? Right? Why isn't that too far out there? I did this. Why am I healing this other wound? Right? So one way is that it is a new makkah, right? It is a new makkah. But since it came about through doing what I was, since it came about through a proper response to the original thing, right? It's all considered part of the, it's still considered an effect of the original hakah, right? Or you can say that what? Or you can say that what? In other words, a little more broadly speaking, like I said, it was the mechayev to heal. You hurt the guy, and I have a chiyev to heal him, right? So is it because I have a chiyev to heal him? What I'm saying is like this. I'm saying it's a davar pashut, that if machmas hamakah doesn't mean that machmas hamakah means there's something intervening, but we still consider it machmas hamakah. It's not the original hit. There's a new cause here. But it's still related back to the original, it's still considered machmas hamakah, even though there's an intervening thing. If it's the thing itself, that's not... If it's just that it takes a really long time to heal and the wound keeps getting worse and worse for some reason, that's not this case. That's a davar pashut. It's because olu botzmachim, something else occurred, that caused the wound to get worse. So why isn't the olu botzmachim an intervening thing? Right? Why isn't it an intervening thing? Why isn't it a new makkah from the tzmachim? Not my makkah, it's the tzmachim's makkah. I didn't make the tzmachim. Right? I didn't make the tzmachim.
Are you saying it's not grama, or it's just that...
Halachically, the answer is it's not grama. But why is it not grama?
Well, can you say...
I mean, it would seem that Chakira would fit into the question of how you split up Shevis and Ripui. Right? That would seem that the Chakira... I don't know if it's going to be... I don't know if it's a difference between the first Chacham and Rabbah. It seems like it's really a difference between how you... How do you break up Ripui and Shevis? Right? In terms of... It could be that in terms of... That the Shevis is only things that are really from the original Makkah. Right? Shevis is only things that are from the original Makkah. Correct? But... So it could be that it's possible, therefore, to say... That even if something you did in between causes something new to happen, that's not part of the original makkah, unless it was legitimate. But it could be that ripoy is a chiyuv to take the guy from how he is now, and return him to his original state, and you're only going to be putter if the deviation from what he did is so far that it's a rejection of the ripui. You understand? In other words, he has to remove himself from the treatment in order to say he's no longer in treatment. In terms of ripui...
You know,
what? Of the makkah. What? Oh, so that's the question. That's what I'm saying. Davash is already rejecting the ripoy, but the chum kamoy is saying, but putting on a coat, he can't say it's true. It's not part of the ripoy itself, but you're still going to be chayev. The original mazik is still going to be chayev because why? Until the guy is a posheya in refuah, but the natural reaction to tzar is not a posheya in refuah.
What is it by Sheves
saying has to go back to the original maisa. So only if it is a maisa refuah that caused it could you say it's still part of the original makkah, right? But you could say refuah is different. Refuah is a separate obligation to heal the guy. But if he is in order to remove that obligation, it has to be that he himself is removing himself from it. He's rejecting the refuah. Let's think about that a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a different question. If in terms of sheves, it goes back. In terms of sheves, the sheves is only from the makkah. So you say that if he does something that he had to do because of your makkah, so that's still part of the sheves of your makkah, right? But the question is refuah also refuah of the original makkah? You understand? And everything would have to be related back to the original makkah in order to be chayav on the refuah. Or do you say, no, the original makkah puts you in a position of a chiyav refuah on this gavra. Right? It's a chiyav refuah on this gavra. And until he... Now you have a separate question. You only need to be putter when he removes himself from the refuah. You understand? It's a different... The Shevis and the Ripoy could have to be looked at differently, at least according to some of these Shitas. First side for Shevis. Yeah. Shevis side is like this. It says, I'm chayev for the loss of work that the makkah caused. Right? But since the makkah demanded refuah, if the refuah itself, if a legitimate act of refuah extended the sheves, right? It caused the makkah to get worse. Then, in terms of this makkah, that's what my hakah caused. My hakah in this makkah. Then it relates back to my original hakah. I would say though that if it was a side effect that hurt something else, I don't know if you'd be chayev. I'm not saying you'd be chayev on that. Has to relate back to the original. The shevis of this wound. But the shevis of this wound will continue if the wound doesn't heal because of something I legitimately had to do. But it could be ripoy is different.
Are you saying logically they're different, or just because of the ripoy?
I'm saying it could be different. They're not necessarily different. It depends how you look at them. If you look at both of them as a reaction to the original makkah, then they have to be the same. Right? And both of them, if both of them are always going to be questioned, am I still healing the original makkah? Then they're going to be the same. Right? Am I taking off of work because of the original makkah? Am I healing the original injury? Right, then they're going to be the same. But if you hold that refu, that rapo yirape is different, that's rapo yirape. It's a riboy. It says no. Now he is your patient. You can't discharge your patient until he discharges you. It's a different din. Rapo yirape. We're not really defining a particular shita right now. I'm just thinking about how logically you can think about ripoy differently than shevis. You know what I'm saying? I think this idea is true. I mean, this is a good idea. I'm not sure if it's true, but it's a good idea. The point I'm trying to make is we got to get into the thinking of this of Ripoy and Shevis a little bit before we can just pick up these complicated sugya shitas and just start defining them. We don't have a framework there. We don't even have a basic framework of what's going on over here. You got to get into the area a little bit. The problem with this sugya, with this masechta, is that each one of these is really its own little area, but it's very closely related to the same general principles. You know, they're all particular, but they all emanate from one underlying thing. So it's like a combination of new and old every time you every time you step into another question. You hear what I'm saying, though? Let's think this through. How to put it right. Right. In other words, like Daniel said, it's right. In other words, one way to look at it is like the Ram, so like Hefsid Mammon. If you look at it like it's a Hefsid, like Ripoy and Shevis are a Hefsid Mammon of your Hakah, then then it has to be the same kind of analysis. Am I still related to this Hefsid Mammon from my original Maisa? You can't answer yes for one and no for the other. It's a question of relationship to the original Maisa. But if you hold Sheves is a Hefsid Mammon from the original Maisa, and Ripoy is a Chiyuv of being a Rofe, of Merape, then you can say, now you're like a different Gavra, now you're like a Shomer. Different status. Now the other guy has to remove himself. You understand? It's a different question. It could be different questions for Shevis and Reapwood.